Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you guys are getting edgy. You want to go back to work. Some of us are like, kind of liking sleeping in, kind of liking not having to wear pants, kind of liking not. I was talking about in the previous hour how I found my bottle of perfume that I wore 3 weeks ago. I haven't worn, I guess, perfume in 3 weeks. I mean, you know, I smell fine enough for my husband, but I guess I would always put some perfume on before I went outside. Since I'm not running into anybody, you know, it doesn't matter what I smell like. My hair doesn't have to smell all pretty and all that because, you know, who cares? So we're starting to kind of get a little lazy and, you know, and so those of us who are business owners are also getting a little nervous about, well, wait a second, you know, our employees going to want to go back to work. You know, are they, from what I understand, everybody is, like, wanting to go back to normalcy. I don't think we're going to have as many people want to stay home as you think. There's a couple people in my family that need surgery. I mean, I am dying for the country to get back, and, you know, and I'm dying for this virus to stop killing people. So, but the question lies, are people, are the American public going to be in agreement with the governor or government on when to go back? You know, we talked about in the previous hour how many of us business owners were going to close before the governor even stepped in and closed us down because the crew, as well as us, are like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm thinking we might have to just close down, you know. So with the reopening, same thing. If there are people still dying of coronavirus, how many of your staff or coworkers are going to want to come to work? And if your coworkers don't want to come to work, and then your business is not, that your place of work is not staffed, you might not have a job. Which means we're going to need everybody kind of on the same page on this. Because if people are too afraid to go back to work, they're not going to go back to work. And then if you don't have enough people staffing the store or staffing the business or the restaurant or whatever, you're not going to be able to be open. So my question to you guys is, what do you want to see? What is going to be your threshold to be able to go back to work? When are you going to be comfortable enough? Do we have to have a zero death rate? Does it have to be going down, winding down? Do you, is it going to be are you going back? Then I'm going back. Is it going to be like a majority rules? What do you need to feel comfortable to go back to work? Or are you ready to go back to work now? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. So, medical experts are coming up with four targets. I know. See, I don't even know the day of the week anymore. I had no idea it was Thursday. I mean, so don't even ask me to count on my fingers. But medical experts are starting, I think this is Dr. Gottlieb, prior CDC director and other, or was it FDA? That's the thing. Everything's a blur. So medical experts are coming up with four targets that the U.S. needs to reach before they even think about going back to work. One is they want to see that the number of cases are falling or have fallen in the last 14 days. Now, mind you, we still haven't hit our peak. In America, I guess we're supposed to be peaking this weekend. In my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada. When I look at the projections, let me pull this up. In Nevada, I believe the number at first was April 20th, then it went to 22nd, then it went to 21st. Oh, now our peak has moved to April 17th. So our peak keeps moving. But one target is we need cases to have gone down for 14 days. So for that to happen, we might not be until mid-May. Another is we need to know that all hospitals can take cases. if your hospitals are overwhelmed, we're still in a mess. So I'm kind of in agreement with some of these targets. Your hospitals have to be able to have room and have beds to take sick people in addition to, you know, other issues that we have out there that require the hospital. The other target they have is a test for every person that shows symptoms. Before we go back to work, they're suggesting that we have a test, and all these states and cities and counties have tests to be able to test you if you are sick, so we know if you have coronavirus or not. Again, I agree with that. And then, do we have infection monitoring? Do we have a means to, test you, quarantine you, and kind of monitor? They call it, the state is able to conduct monitoring of confirmed cases and contacts. Meaning, if you do show up positive, does the state have enough people to then test your family members, test your contacts, test your coworkers? Right now, it's just stay home. As long as you aren't super sick, just stay home. So for those of you going, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, when the heck can we get back to work? This is ridiculous. Well, right now it's still a mess. Anybody sick with coronavirus, we in telemedicine are like, look, if you're having trouble breathing, you got to get seen. But if it's mild cough, you know, fever, you know, some body aches, and you feel like you're still breathing okay, can you stay home? You know, I mean, I hate as a doctor telling people to not get seen. I don't want to diagnose coronavirus over the phone. How the hell do I know what your fever's coming from? Your fever could be a UTI. Your fever could be, you know, disseminated gonorrhea. Your fever could be a bacterial pneumonia. But right now we are overwhelmed. That is not a healthy state of affairs or a healthy landscape for people to go back to work in the midst of the virus. But I do agree. If the cases are going down, when they do go down, God willing, if, you know, the hospitals are like, look, we got empty beds. We got room. In fact, it's interesting. They're going to start recruiting vets and veterinary hospitals. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. I love vets. So that's going to be interesting. You know, but if the cases are going down, the hospital's like, yeah, we got beds. I mean, bring them. Anybody sick, bring them. If the health department's like, yep, we got enough tests here so we can test if we need to. And, you know, we have the monitoring departments within the health department saying, yep, we can test you and your contacts. We could go back to pre-epidemic phases. They're suggesting then we open up for business. Now, the problem is, do we have enough tests? I mean, we would need all those things to be able to make this work. If we don't have enough tests yet, if we don't have the cases falling, if the hospitals still aren't opening up, then we might not reopen. My guess, and I hope things can get back to normal sooner, but I wouldn't be surprised if late May to early June is going to be when most of us can reopen based on all our peaks and based on those criteria. Now, those criteria are not from Trump and the Washington administration. Those are a group of experts making their recommendations. But when do you want to go back? What do you want to see? Are you going to be comfortable going back to work, even with all those in place? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while you're taking your calls, questions, comments, one of you wants to know what is the status of Boris Johnson, UK's Prime Minister. He's still in intensive care from what I understand, but we are being told he continues to improve. He has been, I guess, three nights in intensive care with the coronavirus, continuing to receive, quote, standard oxygen treatment, not on a ventilator, meaning he is still breathing on his own. He has been able to thank health staff for their brilliant care, and the spokesman said Johnson has had a good night and continues to improve. He is in good spirits. Rishi Sunak, the UK's top finance minister, said at the Downing Street press briefing Wednesday that Johnson was sitting up in bed and engaging positively with the clinical team. The news about the prime minister reminds us of how indiscriminate this virus is. As you know, he's 55 years old. The UK Prime Minister. He was taken to London St. Thomas Hospital on Sunday because he was displaying persistent symptoms 10 days after testing positive for the virus. On Monday, his condition had worsened and he had to go to the ICU. But still stable, not needing mechanical or invasive ventilation. And so, I believe, you know, his Rob, I believe is still in control temporarily until he could leave the ICU or be downgraded and still make decisions. Godspeed, you know, hope he improves. It's, you know, obviously very, very scary. You know, when we see that, you know, people who have access to pretty good health care and basically run a whole country could unfortunately succumb to the illness. And, you know, and I do not know why I'm trying to mute. I apologize. But what I am watching very closely with Boris Johnson's case is as we're still trying to sift through all this data of these coronavirus cases where we're being told, you know, now we have 92,000 deaths globally. In America, we have 16,000 deaths globally. You know, we're trying to sift through, okay, are these people where coronavirus hit you, cause your lungs to deteriorate, kill you, or was this where people had heart attacks, you know, and just ended up being positive, or a pneumonia ended up being positive coincidentally for coronavirus. With Boris Johnson, we saw him go from being at home, being COVID positive, to then needing to go into the hospital, to then needing to go to the ICU. So we could assume, we would still need more data, but we could assume his deterioration was coronavirus caused and not another medical condition, unless he did have another medical condition. You can't say for sure 100%. So, you know, it does frighten people because, you know, it shows that, you know, somebody could have it, you know, and still, you know, be able to make movies, as in Tom Hanks, although I don't know if he's back to making movies yet, or still, you know, report, as on CNN with Chris Cuomo, or, you know, end up in the ICU. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, I want to talk about vets and how hospitals might be turning to veterinarians to fill staffing gaps on intensive care wards. You are going to see a deputization of many healthcare professionals, and what an underestimated and underutilized group of professionals is veterinarians. I mean, veterinarians they do this stuff all the time, yeah, on animals, but they have training. They understand anatomy, physiology, biochem. They understand these, you know, and in fact, veterinary school is even more difficult to get into and do than medical school. You know, people ask, why didn't I become a vet? My answer is too hard. I mean, medical school was easier. Trust me. I went the easy way out to become an MD. I went the easy way out. Becoming a vet, more difficult. So, I believe in England, the NHS Foundation Trust has recruited 150 vets as respiratory assistants to monitor COVID-19 patients. They say in a leaked document, bosses at the trust admitted they feared there would not be enough assistant staff to treat the increased number of patients. And has projected a tenfold spike in intensive care admissions in the coming weeks. This is in Great Britain. So Hampshire Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust also has vets and dentists to help amid staff shortages. And these are obviously unprecedented moves, but they do predict that 100,000 hospital beds will be full when the virus peaks to 7 to 10 days. I am absolutely fine with veterinarians. I think that's... What was that movie, Baby Boom, in the 80s? Where... what was that? Where she leaves Big City... And I guess she has some sort of an accident or something, and then she's telling her life story to the doctor, and the doctor ends up being a vet. But again, a veterinarian could be my doctor anytime. And they won't complain if I haven't waxed my eyebrows or done an upper lip wax because they're, you know, I will be less hairy than their average animal. So I think that's a fantastic move. Godspeed. Thank you, anybody out there jumping up to help. Honestly, thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When do you want to return to work? Christine says 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Some people are like, I was ready. I want to go back to work. You know, others, they want to see what happens. Or looking at the peaks. So let's look at the peaks. Okay? All right. I live in Nevada. In Nevada, this is the IHME. I believe it comes out of the University of Washington. It is a projection scale that looks at projections if we assume full social distancing through May 2020. Okay, which means if we keep doing what we're doing for the next 3 weeks, all right, for the United States as a whole, let me do the United States as a whole. And where is the United States? Come here. All right. As the United States as a whole, they believe that not so much peak number of cases, but peak resource use, meaning when we are going to be maxed to the gill at the hospitals and all that, is supposed to be this weekend. By the 11th, which is Saturday, a day before Easter, projection map looks at America is going to peak by April 11th. Then cases are going to start to fall slowly, but they'll start to fall. And, you know, on peak dates, we'll be short 15,800 beds, short 9,000 ICU beds, and we will need 16,500 ventilators. We have 2 days to get this done. But then after that, it looks like the cases are going to start to fall. And by June 1, they are predicting that our peak resource need, not necessarily no cases, but they think by June 1, we will hopefully not have that many cases needed. In fact, by May 18th, by May 20th maybe, we might be at that level that those experts had suggested we reach in order to be able to go back to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's look at Arizona. Okay, Arizona, they think they're going to peak at about April 22nd. They don't have as striking a curve. Their cases have been rising and rising and rising. They think they're going to peak roughly April 22nd, hopefully be back to normal, you know, by June, if not after June. They are reporting no bed shortage and no ICU bed shortage. And again, it's because they have, you know, they don't have as many cases. Hawaii is supposed to peak on Easter. Hawaii is supposed to have a very, very stark peak, but they aren't really short on any beds, and they need about 25 ICU beds, and they need about 60 ventilators. But they might be going back to normal by early May. If we look at California, according to this, they're planning on peaking around Monday. And they have, which is very interesting, no bed shortage and no ICU bed shortage. California seems to be in a fairly good position. They, however, do need about 672 ventilators, however. But they seem to be, you know, be pretty much in control, which is fantastic. New York, on the other hand, if we pull up their numbers, they have already reached their peak. So they had predicted a very sharp peak April 8th. They are hoping to start seeing their need fall. As of today, they still have a bed shortage of about, about maybe 9,000. They have an ICU bed shortage of about 5,000, and they need about 5,000 ventilators. I live in Nevada, so I always like to talk about Nevada because many of you do listen from Nevada. Our peak moved to April 17th. We might have a little bitty peak after that, and then hopefully things really, really die down by mid-May. No bed shortage. ICU bed shortage about 33. Ventilators needed 184. So, I mean, this is promising. We're obviously making some movements, you know. And, you know, Wyoming, their peak need might be at the end of the month, April 29th. But so far, no beds are short, no ICU beds are short. So that's good news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he believes it's possible for the United States to open up in May following the coronavirus pandemic.
I think as soon as the president feels comfortable with the medical issues, we are making everything necessary that American companies and American workers can be open for business and that they have the liquidity that they need to operate their business in the interim.
Speaking on CNBC, Mnuchin also says the administration is doing everything possible to ensure that American companies and American workers can open for business. The Senate adjourned with no deal to deliver coronavirus aid as Democrats are blocking an expansion of the payroll protection program because they believe it's not enough money. Republicans had proposed increasing the amount available to loan small businesses by $250 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that now we're going to have some severe weather. 70 billion people need to prepare for severe weather, especially in the Northeast. Forecasters say there may be damaging wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles an hour that may be occurring around midday along the Interstate 95 corridor from D.C. to New York City. These wind gusts, as if we really, really need any more, drama, may cause power outages in New York City, Philly, and D.C. Well, unfortunately, you have, you know, fields and hospitals, you know, putting up tents, even using Central Park, from what we understand. So, according to Daily Mail, 70 million people are preparing for a weather system that could bring, quote, very strong wind gusts across the northeast. According to the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center, damaging wind gusts between 40 to 50 miles an hour may occur around midday. Meteorologist Janice Dean said on Fox and Friends that we could actually have power outages in big cities like Philly, D.C., and New York City. So, I don't know if you've seen pictures of Central Park, but you see tents. Actual hospital tents, which, by the way, I think is a fantastic idea. You have Central Park. Have you guys ever been to Central Park? It is so cool. I gotta admit, it's not my favorite park, I don't think. I think my favorite park is Boston Commons. I love that park, and I think it's just because, I love the movie Ted and Good Will Hunting and things like that. So, you know, seeing it, it's just so cool to be where a movie was set. You know, Central Park, we've seen those in movies too. But, you know, it's nice and open. There's aeration, you know, and it, you know, people can be far away. I think it's a good idea, you know, using, you know, your open spaces if you have it. They say thousands of utility customers in Pennsylvania were already without power on Thursday. Why? Because there were thunderstorms as well as two small tornadoes. These storms came through Wednesday morning, tore the roofs off a church, and I'm looking at a picture right now in Kensington. So, New Kensington. Now, New York City obviously is the epicenter for the virus. The last thing they need right now is anything disrupting their efforts because they have hit their peak resource. Hopefully, cases start to go down and they could actually get a grip. But, you know, the storm is supposed to intensify later today. There's going to be snow in western and northern Maine even. Snow, yeah, we're still seeing snow. I mean, we're sitting there waiting for the summer and waiting for the heat to dry this up. Maine isn't doing that bad. I don't think Maine, if we look at where Maine is with all this, and again, we might not see a lot of the case numbers if they're not getting all the tests, but Maine has about 560 cases, 16 deaths so far. So, they're already kind of, you know, preparing for hail, things like that. Texas is preparing for hail, damaging wind gusts. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Midwest, severe storms, possible tornadoes. People are bracing for parts of Indiana and Arkansas as well. Central Indiana community of Mooresville, about 15 miles southwest of Indianapolis. They say bricks were scattered along the town's main downtown thoroughfare because there was debris. Because of possible tornadoes and wind. So Indiana already has a stay-at-home order, and so they believe that might have already saved a lot of people, roofs and things like that and getting hurt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked why your city has a stay-at-home order when you have less than 100 deaths in your state. So, many states were very preemptive about this, and I kudos to the governors. And I hate to say that, you know, I support those moves because I know it really kills you to have to be at home and stay at home order when, you know, people around you are fine. But things got so out of hand with this virus that if we wanted Montana to stay safe, if we wanted Maine to stay safe or Indiana, et cetera, and Indiana's number of cases, let me see where they were. They had 6,300 cases, 245 deaths. So, I mean, they were still affected. But, the preemptive, we're going to lock down, even though we have a lot of rural cities and we're not having a lot of cases. I think it was the idea of we don't want other stuff coming in. There was this tendency for people to want to flee. In fact, I had a patient on telemedicine the other day saying, I want to get the heck out of Dodge. I want to go back to Nebraska. You know, there's too many cases in Nevada. There actually aren't too many cases. I mean, you know, 2,400 cases in Nevada, considering the large state of Nevada, is not bad compared to others. But, you know, people were thinking, I want to go more rural. Nebraska had 567 cases, 14 deaths at the time of earlier this broadcast. So, you know, I could see why states like Wyoming and Montana and North Dakota, well, you know, we want to play it safe. And, you know, they have, you know, their own issues with people with heart disease, you know, cholesterol issues, et cetera, or stroke, pneumonia. You know, why become overwhelmed when you could, you know, prevent it? Now, the other thing, too, is most of the damage with the economy is already done. You know, I mean, you know, Nevada was one of the first states that was pretty gutsy to say, you know what, we're going to lock down. And, you know, their move, even though a lot of people are mad at my governor, I kind of support because, I mean, we're Las Vegas. You know, we attract a lot of people, here. And so, you know, for Vegas could very easily become a New York City. Could very easily have become an L.A., and we weren't. By the way, very interesting. They say many of the cases that New York had came from Europe as opposed to Asia, based on the genome of the coronavirus. Now, a lot of people say, well, that makes sense because, you know, New York is, you know, many people from Asia would probably come to the States through California, and people from New York more from Europe. But that makes a very interesting discussion in that if New York has a higher death rate, is the coronavirus coming from Europe going to New York deadlier than what we were getting on the West Coast? They say new research, according to New York Times, indicates that the coronavirus began to circulate in the New York area around mid-February, weeks before the first confirmed case. Well, first confirmed case because we didn't have testing. And they say the majority is clearly European, according to Harm von Bockel, a geneticist at Icahn School of Medicine. They said a separate team at NYU Grossman School of Medicine came to striking similar conclusions despite studying a different group of cases. Both teams analyzed genomes from coronaviruses taken from New Yorkers starting in March. The research revealed a previously hidden spread of the virus that might have been detected if aggressive testing programs had been put in place. Well, if we didn't have the tests, there's only so much we could do. So I would really like to see if New York has a more serious strain than the West. And again, we think it's the same strain. We think it's, you know, SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. But, you know, things do change and things do mutate. And so, you know, if the West has a much different look, you know, and you know, a lot of the Western states and some of the Midwestern states, you know, grappling a little bit differently from, you know, the New York, it'd be really interesting to see if there's a change in the genome. But, you know, people are asking, are we going to have to do all this again? People have trips. A lot of us have canceled our trips, canceled our, you know, work conferences. I mean, we have a lot of industries that have been floored. Conferences, conventions, business meetings. You know, and how is it going to play out? Are businesses going to say, you want to know what, let's save money. Let's not do the conference. Let's not do our business meeting in L.A. Why don't we just Skype it? Let's just Skype our meetings. See, one thing a lot of these meetings and conventions do is they bring people together. They get to hang out. They get to hug. They get to drink. They get to eat together. They get to go to dinners. They get to meet. Well, right now, it's an antisocial, don't be around other people. And if that's the case, we are going to have a lot of industries that do not bounce back in June or July. And if there's this fear that it's going to come back, how many of these, you know, conventions are going to, you know, be put off until the fall? Luckily, my Talkers Magazine convention is going to be put to the fall, so I'll get to go because I love that. But, you know, hopefully we don't have a resurgence of coronavirus because you really need the conference and convention industry to flourish. That's a huge industry. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. On Facebook, I had posed the question on when you wanted to go back to work. One of you said, Christina says we've had 58 deaths in Las Vegas. We are actually up to 80. She said, not to make light of that. However, put in perspective, we should be back to work now. She says, my husband was let go last week. Really sad. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I know her husband, too. Oh, no. Oh, man. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get back. And then Carolyn says, yes, we have to know a whole lot more. I do agree. Until people go back to work, we sure don't want people back to work and they get symptoms, and that's just shooting ourselves in the foot. Lots of good news has to happen before I feel anyone should go back to work. Testing for sure is needed. So agree with you. We need a lot more questions answered. So we're taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's some good news in that, you know, hopefully New York is starting to see some cases fall. They still have plenty of cases, right? But if they fall, that's a good sign. There has been one report that the government is considering reopening in May, or allowing a lot of us to reopen in May. That could be fantastic. Again, we talked about how if there are plenty of tests, where we could then test people who think they're sick, if we could contain them, if we could test their coworkers, you know, we may be able to go back to normalcy. But this report comes out saying that the summer heat might not diminish the coronavirus strength. Now, one of the reasons why we think this is going to turn the corner is because, one, you know, we've been social distancing, and two, it's going to get hotter and drier, hopefully. And we're being told by, this is on Yahoo News, that the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, in a report sent to the White House, said don't get your hopes up. They said after reviewing a variety of research reports, a panel concluded that the studies of varying quality of evidence do not offer a basis to believe that summer weather will interfere with the spread of the coronavirus. The pandemic may lessen because of social distancing and other measures, but the evidence so far does not inspire confidence in the benefits of sun and humidity. Now, the reason why this even came to be as a theory is because we looked at the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic. Started in November. Last case was reported end of May 2003. And then by July, they claimed that the epidemic was over. And since this virus is similar, not exact, but similar to the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic, we are hopeful, very cautiously optimistic, that it might follow a very similar trend. When you look at the projections of cases and resources and that, they, you know, seem to appear that by June, cases drop, or the peak need drops dramatically. So you have a lot of people thinking that maybe just because of, you know, the seasonal, you know, coronaviruses and seasonal colds and flu, and with flu season going away and things like that, you know, and sun and more vitamin D, you know, maybe that, you know, there's hope. But this was interesting in that, you know, with all the, you know, optimism we're seeing with projections and numbers going down, they're saying don't expect the heat to do much. They say, given current data, we believe that the pandemic will not diminish because of summer. Now, what I think they're trying to say is, if we do see the numbers drop, the credit is going to social distancing and the lockdowns. Now, that's going to be a very, very frustrating point for all of us. This is going to be a very difficult pill to swallow. Okay? You are going to have Republicans and Democrats alike wanting to take credit for the coronavirus dropping. And so, or the coronavirus, let's say, epidemic stopping. Now, I mean, I give nature credit, you know. I mean, if there was no intervention, I think we would have had a lot more deaths. So I say every Democratic and Republican governor out there who did what they had to do, and, you know, Trump and all the, you know, hospital workers and first responders and grocery store clerks, et cetera, everybody gets credit. Everybody gets credit for whatever success we have with this. But what's going to be very difficult for us is, are things going to be so politicized that we're not going to get the real scoop on why numbers were the way they were? So in Nevada, our current cases, actually, let me give you guys a, because, you know, I'm in Nevada, and I know many of you aren't, but I'm just using Nevada as a as an example. And Nevada number of cases, it's loading up right now because I wanted to update and refresh, has about 2,456 total cases. 80 people have died. Now, is that number that low, even though it's still tragic, because of all the social distancing, and because of us locking down and our economy being stopped? Or is it because it really wasn't that deadly? I'm going to go with the former. You know, I think those numbers, I mean, we locked down pretty early. We were by mid-March back at home. You know, people in hotels were kind of, you know, kicked out. They had a day or two to leave, and, I mean, we just shut down. We didn't let people coming in. Airports was, you know. But, you know, some people are going to wonder, well, wait a second. I mean, was, though, all that necessary? If the death rate even doubled, was that still necessary for our businesses to go under? And, you know, people are saying, no, don't be melodramatic. The businesses aren't going under. It could. I mean, we have no idea how many people are going to be very willing to go into a restaurant, you know, or go into a, you know, a salon or go back to school. It's going to be actually very interesting to see if, you know, how schools react. I don't know if a lot of parents are going to want their kids going back to school. We posed the question, when do you want to return to work? Misty says now. Greg says still working. Okay, good. All right. We have Sean 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, this is killing us physically, mentally, and financially. So we're not all going to be on the same page. Now, you know, very interesting, I want to tell you, Zoom got, like, some huge publicity because people were using Zoom meetings. Well, now Google and the U.S. Senate have banned the use of Zoom during the coronavirus crisis because of security vulnerabilities. Now, what has been going on with Zoom? So Zoom has allowed a video chat where you could have meetings and you could invite people to meetings, and it looks really cool. Well, what I've been hearing, and I don't know if you've been seeing these videos on TikTok and stuff, is when teachers are holding online classes, right, for kids, apparently people are hacking in to the classroom, or actually people, from what I understand, students are sharing the codes online to non-students on how to hack in. And I guess kids are so bored these days that they are logging into other people's classroom and then making, you know, inappropriate comments and saying stupid stuff, videotaping themselves, and then putting it on the internet. I know I shouldn't be laughing, but some of the stuff is pretty funny. And then some is absolutely ridiculous. Some is racist. Some are very sexually charged, and you can't be doing that. But apparently Zoom has released a privacy-focused update in an attempt to improve its data protection and measures. But the Senate, NASA, SpaceX, Tesla, German Federal Foreign Office are all ditching Zoom app. And, you know, I mean, there are other apps, but Zoom, I guess, allows you to have a whole meeting. And so it's something that, you know, we knew was going to happen. And, you know, the kids have fun, right? And to make fun of teachers while they're teaching online, we just knew this was happening. I mean, people make fun of teachers all the time, but they have to whisper and they have to write notes and pass in class. Now they can, in the privacy of their own home, you know, screenshot, screen save, and make fun of their teacher. These poor teachers. We love you, teachers. Hang in there. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product driven to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.